bred as beasts of burden in South America for more than 6,000 years, llamas are not only the world's most sure-footed bellhops, they also happen to be extremely friendly critters who love kids and make great traveling companions. That's why several llama trekking operations have popped up in Vermont in recent years, offering day hikes through the glorious fall foliage in the company of these affable animals. The Savvy Traveler's Tom Verde struck out to do some autumn leaf peeping in Vermont, along with his wife, two children, and several llamas in tow.
And that's Randy and Czar. Addison around the corner is the lead llama. He's the daddy of Randy.
Llamas are curious creatures. By that, I not only mean that they're inquisitive, which they are, but they're also curious to look at. Surely one of nature's practical jokes, these members of the camel family have ears like rabbits, giraffe-like necks, fleece like sheep, and leave footprints that are often mistaken for those of a moose. They stand about 3 to 4 feet at the shoulder, but their camel-like heads can tower well over 6 feet. On top of it all, they graze and sound like cows, but are a heck of a lot smarter.
I would put them on par of some of the smarter dog breeds, you know, the border collie type. For training, usually 2 or 3 sessions, and they've got it.
Lindsay Chandler runs Northern Vermont Llama Treks, one of the oldest llama trekking operations in Vermont. I brought the wife and kids along on a recent visit to Chandler's 35-acre ranch in Waterville, just north of Stowe. There, I quickly learned that llamas and kids get along just fine.
A lot of times children start out quite nervous, and by the time they're done, they have plans on how they can fit the llama in their garage at home or in their bedroom.
Which way? The left or the right?
I anticipated that my animal-loving 7-year-old son would take an immediate shine to llamas, but I never expected that my 2-year-old daughter would end up leading one of these quarter-ton beasts of burden through the woods like it was one of her pull toys.
Where's your llama?
Here.
Right here? Is this your llama?
That's my llama.
Mountain streams crisscross the footpaths at nearby Smuggler's Notch, a popular ski resort where Chandler guides groups of up to 15 people on full and half-day hikes from May until the end of October. Prices range from $30 to $60 per person. Those fees include a homemade snack or picnic lunch.
And what are they, how much can they carry?
About a quarter of their weight. He's about 300 pounds. So he could carry 60 pounds, somewhere in there. These guys are all real fit. They've been hiking all summer.
Which is precisely what llamas were bred to do high in the Andes Mountains of South America some 6,000 years ago. They made their first appearance in the U.S. on farms in the Pacific Northwest in the 1960s. By the mid-80s, llama farming caught on in Vermont and has since become one of the fastest-growing agricultural industries in the state. Some raise llamas for breeding. Others harvest the animal's wool, which is spun into a fine cashmere-like yarn. At $2 to $3 an ounce, it's a more precious commodity than comparatively coarser sheep's wool, which sells for $2 to $3 a pound. There are more than 50 llama ranches in the state, about half of which offer treks or farm visits.
When they wait to tail, is it just like dogs that they like that they like it?
Actually, he's waving his tail because he's acting submissive. With llamas, if they curl their tail up on their back, they're acting submissive. They talk a lot with their ears and their tail and their body posture.
Linda Wood and her husband Chris have been raising llamas for the past 8 years at Stowe Llama Ranch, where educational farm tours together with treks are part of the program. Besides carrying all the luggage and generally being good company, llamas can enhance a walk through the wilderness in still other ways, says Linda Wood.
They have great eyesight, so if you just sort of pay attention to where they're looking, often you'll see a bird or a deer or something you would never notice if you weren't watching what the llamas were doing.
Half-day treks with Jib, Sir Chippewa, or any of the woods' 7 other llamas range from $20 to $40 through what Chris Wood says is one of the largest and most spectacular sugar maple forests in the state.
You can see this whole hill here is about 2,000 acres of maple trees. So you walk through here at the end of September and the 1st of October, and you just see the fantastic colors that these trees generate, and it is magical.
That's the nicest time of year to hike. It is not buggy. It is cool. And the foliage is great.
Joy Powell runs Green Mountain Expeditions in Whittingham, Vermont, just a few miles north of the Massachusetts border. Hers is the only llama trekking outfit in the southern part of the state, making it an easy day trip destination for folks from Boston, or like me, from southern Connecticut.
It's a little bit high right here, and then once we get into the woods, it's much lower.
Powell and her husband offer half and full day treks, ranging from $25 to $65. They bought their first pair of llamas 6 years ago from a ranch out west, and say they've been in love with the animals ever since.
They don't kick, they don't bite, they're not going to spook, they're not going to trample anyone. So they're easy to handle as far as a big animal goes. Definitely is a good family thing to do.
Powell and other llama owners say the next big thing in llama trekking may be pairs of llamas hooked up to carts, a variation on the theme which has been successfully tried. Some llama owners have even trained their animals to be golf caddies. My wife, being the compulsive shopper that she is, immediately began plotting ways to keep llamas at our ranch, or make that yard, back in Connecticut. She even thought of a way to make them earn their keep.
A llama paper route. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. And guess who'd be out there on snowy winter mornings while the llamas sleep in? In Vermont, I'm Tom Verde for the Savvy Traveler.